Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in our region's history. Jimmy Jock. My neighbors arrived from the east, Ontario mostly, to settle around Minto. Me? I went to BC first. Thought I'd try out the coast and the mountains. When I arrived here with all my fingers and toes, I might add, it was from the west. I'm Jimmy Jock. I'm famously the first resident of Minto Cemetery. The BC gold rush was over when I got there. I was more interested in living off the land anyway, but the weather got to me. So when I met some friendly travelers heading to Manitoba, I told them I'd catch up and began sorting my affairs. The sky was clear on the trail, but something felt amiss. No one I met had seen my group of travelers. Oh well, I had my gun, my horse, and I knew the way. What I didn't calculate was how quietly my horse could be untied and stolen while I slept. I awoke completely alone. What now? I still had my gun and my determination, so I walked, mostly by night, shooting game, crossing Kicking Horse Pass, and down the Bow River. I was clearly the intruder here, and a vulnerable one at that. What was the most beautiful sight along the way? The flat, open prairie. Odd, perhaps, being from Scotland, but I had no time to linger. I still had several weeks of walking and surviving to do, until finally arriving on the Souris River. It was 1886. All the good farmland was taken. No matter. I secured a quarter section on the north side of the valley, built a modest home on the side of a broad ravine, and settled in to live my life. Not every citizen is driven to succeed in the same way. I could chop wood, hunt, and gather food, and trap for cash. If I needed company or anything extra, I worked for neighbors, the Lisk Campbells. Lisk was a hunter, too, and a businessman. He ran the ferry. When Riverside Bridge was built, he didn't pout for a second. He built a store, dance hall, and baseball diamond. Intriguing, for sure, but for me, I didn't need that much. Every day was a success, especially when I survived with all my digits. Okay, I'll tell you the story, the one that really made me famous around here. It was a cold winter, brilliant sundogs, very deep snow. Hunting was tough, so I went farther and sat longer. I returned one day with a pheasant and a few frozen toes. I had violated the first rule of being alone, don't hurt yourself. I warmed, massaged, and restored feeling in all digits except one big toe. The gangrene began setting in. Sheesh, no doctor nearby. So I sharpened the axe, placed my toe securely on the chopping block, and took a quick, well-aimed swing. Yep. Don't think too long on it. You'll survive. A little bit smarter. I sure did. I adapted Jimmy Jock from a story in Vantage Points 5. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about layers of history in southwest Manitoba. Please contact Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association. Our website is vantagepoints.ca for contact and book purchasing information. Find past stories in this radio series at discoverwestman.com/community. See you later.